Well, good morning, everybody. We got a great conversation about a really cool thing that's happening at Shelton High School this week, and it's the Bite of Reality Fair. And one of the mains who put this on is Peninsula Credit Union. I got Billy Thomas on the line. Billy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
I went back and looked at some of the records, and we did a piece on this a couple years ago at the Financial Reality Fair. And when I walked in and saw what was going on, I said, this needs to be for adults too, because there's a lot of good ways that you are educating our youth in the community on budgeting, understanding what it's like after high school, and understanding that while you may have a debit card that's linked to your parents' account with money in it, that's not going to be there forever. And you need to start figuring some,
pretty quick, doesn't it?
Figure some things out. Tell me a little bit about how Peninsula got involved with this and what the kids are going to see and what they're going to take away from this.
Sure. The Bite of Reality Financial Reality Fair is something we've been doing for the past 6 or 7 years at Shelton High School. And it's a chance for the high school seniors who are just, you know, so close to getting out on their own to get this dose of reality of what's going to happen next. The way that it works is if you've ever played the Game of Life, you'd be familiar with the program. The kids have an app that they download that gives them a job and a salary. And then within that salary, they need to go to stations around the gym and make purchases within that budget. So they're doing things like making housing choices. Do you want to rent or own? How large of a house do you want to buy? What does your credit score that you've been given on this app? How does that play into the type of house that you're going to be able to buy and live in? And they also need to make purchases around transportation, childcare, if the app has given them a child that they need to take care of. And at the end of the day, they need to stay within the budget that they're given. What's a lot of fun about this program is it's put together with a combination of Peninsula employees and community volunteers. So we love the community volunteers who help us and put this on. What they love about it is they get the chance to oversell the kids. And so when they come up and say, I need to buy a car, they get into this whole car salesperson mode, right? Of, okay, well, let's take a look at your credit score. How much money are you coming with? You know, this Mercedes looks pretty good. And then the kids, hopefully, if the volunteers are doing their job, they blow their budgets and they say, oh, I have a pop-up on my app and I don't understand it. Oh, that means you need to go into your credit union, which is one of the booths in the gym, and get some financial counseling and get you out of this debt that you've built up.
I've heard stories and overheard the kids talking with the folks in that are kind of those volunteers. At times trying to give back their kids.
Yeah.
At times they're saying, well, I'm going to keep with my lattes and my wife can figure out what she's going to do later. Or she can take the bus and I've got my truck here. What's great about this too is that for so many years, we hear adults lamenting about kids not understanding how to, well, if they taught budgeting in school and, you know, and that's coming. And now there's even more of this financial literacy coming into the classrooms. And you guys have really spearheaded this. You've got other partners, though, as you mentioned. Let's talk about some of those great partners that help along with this.
Sure. On top of the Bite of Reality Fair, which we put on with the school district, there's a program that's within the Shelton School District curriculum, as well as a few other school districts around Mason County, that the teachers will use to help the kids learn what budgeting is, what credit is from a younger age. So we're starting as young as middle school here, and the kids are sort of getting a dose of what this means. And it's put together by Peninsula and some of our partners. So that way, once they get into the high school reality fair, maybe they've gone through a few of these things before. They know what credit is. They know how to use it responsibly. But you're right. We've got a wide range of reactions from the kids. Some of them, they do remember those programs and they say, oh, I've got this credit score. I need to protect it. Then we have some that are not sure what a credit score is, and they don't understand that if you bought that car or that house that was more than you could afford, and then you have to go give it back, How's that going to affect your credit score? And what does that mean for the future purchases? So hopefully we can connect some of these dots between that curriculum that we offer at the younger age and this reality fair when they become high school seniors.
Well, it's really a great thing to, play adult here during this. So when you are out in the real world and, you're faced with these questions, or the loan officer comes from the back and says, "Oh gosh, we got to sit down and figure this out, because unfortunately, it looks like we've made some poor choices over the years, and we're not able to get those credit scores that we wanted, or the interest rates that we wanted." And I can imagine, in especially in kind of this time where everybody's really hunkered down into themselves, those are really hard conversations to have if they've never had them before.
They are. Unfortunately, we run into a lot of those conversations around the county. We've got a full-time financial educator here on staff named Daryl, and you may have seen him out in the community. He's a lively personality, and if you've met him, you've heard his dad jokes, which are great. But what he's great at is having these conversations with folks who come in and they say, "I want to buy a house, or I want to build a savings account. I don't know what credit is. I don't know what my credit score is." And so he can use a variety of programs that we offer for free, like CreditSense, credit monitoring. We have Trends budget building. These are all things that are involved with your Peninsula account for free already. And he can also use some tools from a program that we offer called Balance that are also free. And we can sit there and say, "Okay, well, let's go through. What does your budget look like? What would you like it to look like? What is your credit score? And then how do we build upon that?" He's got some great success stories around that, including helping folks who were previously homeless get into apartment housing because they were able to improve their credit score to a point that was approvable by an apartment manager, and all kinds of things that he's been able to help with.
I'll just.
Anyone at Peninsula is a certified financial counselor. So whether you're close to our Shelton branch or not, you can come talk to anyone. But Daryl's the real star of the show there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was driving by the library the other day and I saw the Peninsula van in the parking lot. And so I pulled in to, because I knew Daryl would probably be there. And so I pulled in to kind of find him, and he was. It was a total one-to-one engagement in this conversation. I didn't want to interrupt him, and he was smiling. The other person was smiling. They were kind of really connecting, it appeared to be. And you're right. You come for the information, you stay for the dad jokes. And Daryl's a
You
great
do.
guy. Daryl is a great guy. So this is for seniors. This Bite of Reality fair is coming up, and it's a great kind of kick in the pants. Hey, this is real life, and it's coming quick. You're going to need to make some hard choices that perhaps you've never had to really fully develop and understand. I know Billy gets up there and kind of gives not only the volunteers but the kids a nice little primer on what's about to happen. And I know there are other programs that are. And this is either way, but they're paper-based, but the way you guys do it on an app really kind of, lends itself to the new technology and the way the kids are doing these things. So it's been a really cool thing to watch over these years. And seniors at Shelton High School this week are going to get a great opportunity for this, thanks to Peninsula Credit Union and other great partners. Billy, it's good to see you and good to talk with you about this. And I'll see you at the fair this upcoming Wednesday
Oh,
for
great.
sure.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's great to come in and talk about it. We have the this week at we have this week at Shelton High School. We have the Bite of Reality Fair. Also in May, there's a chance for our students at the North Mason High School to get a Bite of Reality Fair that's being put on by the North Mason Chamber's Education Committee as well. So it's spread across the entire county. Some folks from Peninsula will be there as well to help support that one. The fair is put on by the credit unions in the area as well as community volunteers. If anyone's interested and wants to volunteer at the upcoming reality fair in May, they can contact the North Mason Chamber and inquire about volunteering for that. It is a lot of fun to get in and talk to the kids and learn their state of mind and help them understand what credit is, how to spend responsibly. And then if you've ever wanted that opportunity to be that car salesman and sell somebody that Mercedes, it's a chance to get in and do it in a really
Some of them get really into it. I remember Lisa Scheibe and Eileen Bailey, two that stuck out in my mind. They're just that's their whole goal is to bust the budgets on extra, lattes and things like that. Billy, good to talk with you. And again, this is a great thing that's going on in our community this week.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always great to talk to you.